Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we are back. And so, you know, what you were just talking about before we go to Maria, I just wanted to tell you this. What you sent me, Peter, are you there? What happened? He got disconnected? Okay. Well, he got disconnected there. Okay, maybe he'll call back. Anyhow, he's calling back now. Maria, hang on. We'll be right here.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, yeah. Anyhow, I wanted to, before we go to Maria very quickly, I wanted to say what you sent me, and I think it was exactly what you were telling him, has worked. I've coughed once today. I was coughing up a lot of phlegm, and I missed a couple of days, not a couple of days, I missed one day taking that, so I took a little extra on that stuff, and I shouldn't have done that because I really did cough up some stuff. But it's gone now. It's over with. And so I don't have that. That all started when I had that double pneumonia. That's when it started.
Yep.
And
yeah, so the name of the remedy that I gave you was Carbovegetabilis. I think, was it? No, I can't remember what it was, honestly. I can't remember what it was.
It was the little white pills, the little bitty white pills, and the bottle of the liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent, Pastor. I'm glad that it works. It's a wonder when it works. And, you know, when it doesn't work, it keeps me going back to the drawing board. But that's really good news. I appreciate your trust really very much. And
I appreciate you sending it to me because I don't like coughing. Anyhow, let's go out to Marie. She's out in New Jersey. Hey, Marie.
Hi. I called several weeks ago, and I asked a question concerning, let's say, an alcoholic who wants to cut down on alcohol, and there were certain products that were recommended by doctor. And there was also some data, doctor, that you were going to present over the air, and you didn't have it accessible at the time. And you said you would eventually give it to Pastor Sanders, but I've been listening to the show quite a bit, and I haven't heard it presented yet. So do you have that now concerning the products help an alcoholic cut down?
Yeah, so there is a name of a botanical medicine that is given to people in small doses to help reduce the craving for alcohol. And I don't have it on the tip of my tongue right now, but I will reference it by the end of tonight's show. So just keep listening, and when I source that information, I'll talk about it live on the air tonight, okay?
Okay, very good. I'll keep listening. Thank you.
All right, I'll give that number out again. The number is 888-677-9673. This is Dr. Peter Glidden is with us tonight. He is America's naturopathic doctor out there. Again, what?
Peanuts.
Oh, peanuts. Okay, I got to ask you about this very quickly. And that is
Coach.
Coach Dwayne asked for me, he wants to know about eating peanuts. Apparently, it's not having a good effect on him. So, and he's probably listening right now. So, what can you tell me about that?
There's some, in some batches of peanuts, there's a mold that grows, which creates, as a byproduct of the mold, if you ingest that, it's an aflatoxin, and it will have a net negative effect on your liver. I think the only way to see if there's mold on the peanut is to shine an ultraviolet light on it, and it will pop white if there's any of the mold on it. So if you're having a net negative experience after eating peanuts, then I would trust that and just don't eat peanuts anymore. You know, there's lots of other nuts you can eat. By the way, if you have a handful of pistachios right before bed, it helps you fall asleep faster. There's a fun fact to know and tell. But, yeah, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. And if it's happening to you, you should pay attention to that and, you know, change your habits appropriately.
Hey, Doc, does peanut butter kill the mold?
I'm a big fan of peanut butter myself. The best way to eat peanut butter, because of the oil content in the peanut butter that's in the jar, you know, at the supermarket, is to just buy a bag of peanuts, good peanuts, and organic peanuts, and put them in a Vitamix or, you know, one of those nut grinders, and grind the peanut butter up, make the peanut butter up, and eat it as you go. Rather than buying it in a bottle with all the oil separated from it, because the oil will oxidize and it will create, you know, negative things happening in the body. It's not good to consume any oil in a bottle, including peanut oil. Even, but if you make it as you go, then there's no problem.
Even organic peanut butter, that's bad too?
Yeah, I mean, it's the oil.
Okay.
Because it's the oil, you know, the oil will separate in the peanut butter, right? You've seen that.
Right.
And the oil will oxidize the same way that olive oil oxidizes. And then when you eat it, it's going to promote inflammation in the body. And that's different than the aflatoxin thing. And it's 100% function of the oil of the nut. So it doesn't oxidize it takes a while for the oil to oxidize. So if you make the nut butter yourself, right, in a nut grinder or a Vitamix or, you know, a blender or whatever, and then eat it right after you make it, and that's no harm and no foul, and it actually tastes better.
I've tried to tell him that, Peter, but he won't listen.
Thanks, appreciate it.
We have to go back. Ray is calling back from Philly. Hey, Ray, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to finish that conversation with Dr. Glenn for one quick moment. You gave me the name of the homeopathic remedy, which I did write down. And I just wanted to know, you said to join the question and answer or go to your website?
Yeah, so I have a website with all kinds of information on it. That's the intention of the information on my website is to help people, just to educate people about what to do to make themselves healthy. Uh-huh. Because I don't want patients. I want students, right? And so I have hundreds of hours of instructional videos on my website for the unbelievably low price of $24 a month. And the web address is leavebigpharmabehind.com. Well, I like the ring of that, leavebigpharmabehind.com.
I like
one of the perks to becoming a subscriber is every Tuesday evening and every Thursday morning, we have a one-hour Q&A session for all of my subscribers.
Okay.
So it's a really great way to, you know, pull yourself out of the medical matrix and to learn what to do to make yourself healthy, because one of the biggest myths that we suffer from in this country is that healing is complicated, and it's not. Surgery is complicated, but healing the body is relatively easy because, you know, the body wants to fix itself because of the indwelling spirit. It wants to fix itself. It just needs a little bit of help, and it's a lot easier to do than most people think. So leavebigpharmabehind.com. Check it out.
Okay. Very good. My body's wanting to be better looking than it is, and it's working at it, right?
Yeah, you got to work.
As far as my lungs are concerned, is there anything else I should be taking?
Yes, sir. It's the Healthy Foundation Pack with extra EFAs, and you can purchase that at EiffelHealth.com. Are you familiar with them?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah, the Healthy Foundation Pack. Plus okay. extra E plus one extra bottle of EFAs. EFAs. One extra bottle of EFAs.
Okay.
I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised by the carbonium oxygenatum, but don't take that for longer than 10 days before talking to me about it, okay?
I will do what you tell me. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, Ray.
All right, appreciate best of luck.
Let's go to New York with Liz. Hey, Liz, you're in the air.
Yeah, hello, Dr. Glendon. I was calling to find out what can I do about cataracts. I was told 2 weeks ago that I have cataracts.
What's funny, did you do a lot of zinc or selenium or vitamin D during COVID?
Yes.
That's what caused the cataract. you know, we're seeing, in the past, we used to see maybe 5 cases of cataracts a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're seeing 8 cases of cataracts a week.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's because when you take high doses of single nutrients, like high doses of vitamin C, high doses of zinc, high doses of vitamin D like David, you will upset the balance of other nutrients in the body, and you will have unintended consequences. So it's funny you should ask this question, because I'm in the process with a colleague of mine of developing an eye rinse that we're going to advocate people use to get rid of the cataracts. So that's okay. probably going to be available by next Wednesday on my website.
Okay.
So go to leavebigpharmabehind.com, become a subscriber.
Mm-hmm.
And look for that information. It should be in the new content information by next Wednesday.
Okay.
All right. But that's why it happened, because you didn't know any better, and more's the pity.
Yeah. And can you go blind from cataracts if you don't take care of them?
Well, you have to eliminate the cause of the problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, you have to eliminate the cause of it. I mean, if let's say you have arthritis in your knee, just getting a fake knee isn't going to fix why the knee became arthritic in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you do, you know, sometimes you can reverse the cataract. I've seen it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can't, and sometimes you need to get the cataract removed and to get the fake lens implanted in there, and that's not a bad deal. But
okay.
If you do that, you need to fix the problem that caused your initial cataract to form in the first place. I mean, that just makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have that information by next Wednesday, God willing,
okay.
And the creek don't rise.
All right.
Thank you very much, doctor. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. Let's go out to Chicago and Norma. Hey, Norma.
Hello.
Hello, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hello, Dr. Glenn. Hello, Pastor Ernie.
Hey, Norma.
My son has dry eyes, and it sometimes gets red, and he's 38, and he did get LASIK surgery a couple years ago. What could he do?
Well, so the first thing to consider with dry eyes is that there are little tiny circulatory vessels that bring good stuff into the eye and help the eye to flush out the bad stuff. And that's mm-hmm. just like the pipes in your house that, you know, carry the water and the sewage. And mm-hmm. if those pipes get clogged, then the eye isn't going to be happy. And so the leading cause of dry eyes is inflammation, low levels of chronic inflammation that have caused the vessels in and around the eye to get blocked.
Mm-hmm.
So the fix for this, you know, it's not just one thing to take. It's a comprehensive thing. There are 12 foods that your son needs to stop eating, and there is a 4 nutritional supplements or 5 nutritional supplements that he needs to take on a regular basis. And I recommend that you visit EiffelHealth.com, EiffelHealth.com,
okay.
and purchase 1 healthy foundation pack and 1 bottle of selenium, and then they will ask mm-hmm. them about the 12 bad food list. And if your son starts to take those nutrients, plus eliminates the 12 bad foods, then the chances are high that he's going to feel much, much better across the board, and that the dry eye situation should resolve itself. But everybody on planet Earth is nutritionally deficient. It is impossible to get all of the nutrients your body needs to work the way that God intended it from food. You can't do it. It's impossible. You must supplement. And in 35 years of clinical work, the most effective nutritional supplements I've ever seen are sold by Eiffel Health. And you should get in touch with them.
I should get the selenium from Eiffel Health?
Yep. 1 healthy foundation pack and 1 bottle of selenium, and they'll tell you how to take it. Let me get you want their phone number? You ready?
I have. I always listen to you, Pastor Ernie Sanders. How do you spell selenium?
Yeah, it's S like Sierra, E like Echo, L like Larry, E like Echo, N like Nancy, I like India, U like Utah, M like Mary, selenium.
Oh, okay. So I'll call Eiffel Health, the phone
number. Yep, 888-618-1796. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I have written down. And I also have a cataract, and I also had the surgery and a lens implanted, but my cataract came back.
Yeah, that's because the surgery didn't fix the reason that you got the cataract in the first place, right?
Right. It was okay. I could see clearly, but now it's like a cloudy.
Yeah, so we've got information on the website that will help you get on the other side of that, or at least point you in the right direction.
All right, and I'll also get the book. I forgot the name of it. You had a book out. Two books.
Yeah, you can only get the book from Pastor because my book was banned from my publisher. My publisher banned my book. So Pastor
so I
has
should
the,
get the
last
two books
copies
from Pastor.
We have those books. Attempt to Cure, which is really good, because all of these things that everyone's talked about tonight is talked about in those books. He covers from A to Z and every kind of malady out there.
Attempt to Cure, and there's another book out.
It's called Everybody is Sick and I Know Why.
Yes. Okay, should I get that from you? I will call and give a donation and get those books.
All right.
All right, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you too, okay. Norma. Let's go out there. We have the phone number is 888-677-9673. Lines are open, and let's go to let me see, who do we just have? Bill, right? In Boston?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so last week and this week, I had something happen to me. My body became all red, all the skin on my body and my face, and I was shaking, okay? And the shaking lasted through the night, and last week, the redness stopped. It decreased. My skin became normal after 2 days, and so it happened again this week, and now I'm on my second day, and the skin is starting to not get red anymore. But so something caused it. I'm thinking it might be food.
Could be.
I've whittled it down to chocolate or moringa. Could these things cause that?
Yes, sir, 100%. And it would be probably the type of chocolate that you had. I don't think, you know, and chocolate is like cats, right? There's a lot of different types of cats. There's a lot of different types of chocolate. So it could be the chocolate, but that definitely sounds like a classic allergic reaction. And that is mostly
capitulated.
What about moringa? Oh, I'm not familiar with that. I don't know what that is.
It's a superfood. It's a green superfood in a powder.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. I've been doing this for 35 years. If it was effective, I probably would have heard about it. But,
okay,
I mean,
if you look it up on YouTube,
the only
you'll find
way
out
that
about
you
it.
Can, the only way that you can know, right, is to do a little in-house experiment. You have a little bit of chocolate, wait 24 hours and see what happens. Then have a little bit of moringa, wait 24 hours and see what happens. But, yeah, this is definitely sounds to me like a classic delayed hypersensitivity reaction capitulated by something that you ate.
Now, would it cause your body to shake like that?
Yes, 100%. Yep.
Because I've never had that before. I've never had this kind of reaction before.
Well, yeah, it's because you're getting older and your body is less nutritionally replete than it was a month or a year or 5 years ago. I mean, it's like you're an automobile that has a slow oil leak, right? And,
okay.
You know, you need eight quarts of oil in the tank, and now all of a sudden you're down to one and the engine's going to seize, whereas last week it wouldn't have. But now it's going to because you're running on empty now. So the first thing that everybody needs to do, everybody in the listening audience needs to get a healthy foundation pack from Eiffel Health and take it for 3 months in a row and look to see how it improves their health, because it's going to. because you have gotten used to walking around planet Earth in an under-nutrified body. And, you know, it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse because the nutrients are going to become less and less and less and less replete in your body. You need to fill that tank back up. And honest to God, that's the best way to do it. It is the best way to do it. And by the way, I don't make any money from the sale of these supplements. I don't have any skin in that game. I tell people to take them because they're the most effective things I've seen. And you know, that's worth something.
How do you spell EIFL again?
Yeah, EIFFEL, health, HEALTH. Their number, 888. What is their number?
618-1796.
Yeah, yes, sir. Thank you very much. You're hired. You want a job?
888-618-1796.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got one more quick question. We have a couple of people in our church. I'm kind of new to our church. I've been there about 2 years. But a couple of people have been on the prayer list for like 15 years. And this one person I know of has an autoimmune disease. And I'm figuring they never really figured out what it was. They're just trusting the doctors probably. Can you give me some insight on autoimmune disease?
Yeah, I have a one-hour video presentation on my website, which walks you right through it. I encourage you to go there and watch it. And by the way, if you go to my website and purchase a monthly subscription, the first 24 hours are free. So you could go to my website, watch a bunch of my videos, and then cancel your subscription and basically, you know, not have to pay anything. I don't recommend that you do that, but nonetheless, it's an option if people don't have a lot of money. But the cliff notes are that autoimmunity is caused by a breakdown in the integrity of the small intestine, because the small intestine is the barrier between the inside and the outside of the body. It's like the border wall in the body. And the immune system central headquarters lies in a network of blood vessels that lies directly on top of the small intestine. So when the small intestine has been compromised by consistent consumption of all the wrong foods, it's like, you know, breaking holes in the fence between the two countries, and all the illegals run in, and that's going to cause a lot of problems. So that has a lot to do with autoimmunity, as do occult parasitic infections. But I talk all about that in detail in my webinar on autoimmunity that you can find at leavebigpharmabehind.com.
All right. It sounds like we got all that coming from the White House. We got to move on. Hal, you have the whole board's list, so go ahead.
Doc, just a real quick question. I've heard that honey, like Manuka honey, is actually good for people to take one or two tablespoons a day, and that the sugar in honey is not the same as regular sugar. It has completely different effects. What's your take on honey?
Yes, you are correct that honey is a different form of sugar, and it's a really good food for the human body if you know you don't overdo it, right?
Good. Manuka honey, they say, is the best, but thanks a lot.
All righty, let's go to Cindy in Chicago.
Hello, Dr. Glidden. I was calling. I wanted to find out how do you stop having a cataract, you know, that is going to form on your eye.
Well, so you need cataracts form on. Did you do a lot of? Do you have cataracts?
No, I don't, and I don't want to get them. That's why I was calling to find out, you know,
how to prevent them. All right, so you're the smartest girl.
Yeah, because all these other callers are calling on their eyes, and I'm like, that was my big question why I wanted to call you tonight, and I wanted to hear more about it. And then that lady, you said if she was taking high doses of C or zinc or vitamin D, that would cause you to have cataracts?
100%, yep.
How is that?
Because those things, high doses of any single nutrient, upset the body's balance of other nutrients. So, for instance, if you take high doses of vitamin C and high doses of vitamin and zinc, it will drive a deficiency in selenium and copper.
Oh.
And your body needs selenium and copper to have healthy eyes.
Oh, okay.
It'll, and too much vitamin D will drive a deficiency in magnesium, which lets calcium ions accumulate in the eye, and they crystallize and form cataracts. And so in the human body, it's all about the balance. And that's why I'm such a fan of the Healthy Foundation Pack, because that those products give you everything that your body needs, everything in absorbable formulas. And when you give the body everything that it needs, instead of trying to micromanage or piecemeal it, that's when you get remarkable results. Now, to answer your question about the eyes, if you go to my website, I have a, I think it's a 45-minute presentation on eye health and what you can do to have, to secure healthy eyes moving forward. I can't answer that question in 2 minutes on the radio, but I do have an answer for that, and it's found at leavebigpharmabehind.com. The webinar that you want to look for is called Eye Health. It's easy to find.
Okay. And is there such thing as a good chocolate? Because that's like my best friend, dark chocolate.
Well, I would try to get organic chocolate, right? And if you can get chocolate from Peru, I think it's the best.
Oh, okay. And then also, right. I know you don't like for people to eat bread. Do you eat bread at all? And if you do, what kind do you eat?
Yeah, I'm not against bread. I'm against wheat, barley, rye, and oats.
Okay.
So you can have gluten-free anything you want. You can have gluten-free bread, gluten-free bagels, gluten-free pie crust, gluten-free pasta, gluten-free whatever you want, but it has to be gluten-free.
Gotcha. All right. What's
yeah, I mean, I go through a loaf of gluten-free bread every week. I love it.
What kind of bread do you eat, though? Because I've been looking for the stuff. A lot of it has soy flour. It's the soy flour.
Well, my favorite manufacturer is Udi's. You like Utah, D like David, I like India, apostrophe S, Udi's.
Yeah, I used to eat that, and then they have the millet flour in there, and I found out I can't have millet now, but I was eating a brown rice bread by them with the millet flour in it, and I had to stop eating it.
Why can't you eat millet?
They say I'm allergic to it.
Who
said? I don't know. The doctor.
Well, I don't know. So here's what you want to do to figure that out on your own.
Yeah.
Don't eat any millet for 28 days in a row. Zero tolerance for millet. Don't even look at millet for 28 days. And then on day 29, eat a bunch of millet. Wait 24 hours and see how you feel. If you are, in fact, allergic to it, you will know within 24 hours because you'll feel like crap. If 24 hours goes by and nothing happens, then you can eat millet. And that's a better way to figure that out than to go to the doctor.
I have so many food allergies, yeah, I know. And I haven't had millet probably in 4 years now.
Well, you have multiple food allergies because your small intestine has been compromised. And your immune system is hyperactive. Because your small intestine has been compromised. There's ways to fix that. And I talk all about that at my website. That is why I exist, to provide comprehensive self-help, healing recovery strategies. It's all on the website. So, I mean, I sound like a broken record, and I apologize. But really, if you go there, you're going to learn quite a bit, and you might have a very different experience of your health.
I have to move on, Cindy, because the whole board's there. But when I have something I'm not sure of, I have Randy eat it. And that way we'll see see what it does to him. And if he's okay, I'm okay. Let's go to Kathy in Canton.
Hi, Doctor. I have a question about my husband's getting ready to have a sebaceous cyst removed. And I wonder, is there something that he can do so that he doesn't have to go through that surgery?
So there is one thing that you can try. So you put your left hand over the cyst, and you put your right hand on top of your left hand, but it is at a it is at a 90-degree angle. So the fingers of the two hands form a 90-degree angle. Okay, the left hand goes on top of the cyst. The right hand goes on top of the left hand at a 90-degree angle.
Okay.
And just gentle touch. You do that for a 10-minute, four times a day. and you might be able to draw the stuff in the body out of the body. And that's a wonderful hands-on healing technique. And it works. I've seen that technique pull snake venom out of a leg. It's a remarkable technique. Everybody needs to learn how to do it.
Well, that is interesting. I've never heard of that. Hang tight. I've got to. We're up against the hard break. We'll be back right after this.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, I'm washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior. Day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, am happy and blessed. I'm watching and waiting. I'm looking above, filled with His goodness. I'm lost in His love. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long.
All right, we are back, and we're going to go out to Minnesota. And, hey, Pat, you're in the air.
Hi, Dr. Glidden. Hi, Pastor Sanders. I have what is called exploding head syndrome.
Yeah.
And
I've cured it.
I have a chiropractor who says he thinks it comes mostly from stress.
What doesn't come from stress?
Well, that's right? What I'm wondering.
Yeah.
But no, I don't. I've had it for at least 40 years or better.
All right. Do you have your gallbladder?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
okay.
I do.
Do you get heartburn?
No.
Okay. Do you get muscle tics or twitches anywhere, or low back pain on and off?
I guess I probably do have some twitches every now and again. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. All right. So the first thing to consider with exploding head syndrome is that it's a deficiency in three things: calcium, magnesium, and prostaglandin. And if you're deficient in, prostaglandin is a thing that your body will make of its own in order to fight inflammation and reduce pain, but it needs omega-3 essential fatty acids to do that. So the most probable thing to consider here is that you're having these really bad headaches simply because your body has...
I just have an exploding sound like bombs going off in my head. If I go to bed at night and lay down for a while, all of a sudden it's like a big explosion goes off.
Okay, so I'm sorry. That's osteoporosis of the skull. That's what causes that, is osteoporosis of the skull.
Okay.
So, which is a lot, not as nearly as bad as it sounds. But there's a bunch of nerves that come directly off of the brain, and they go through little holes in the skull to get to your eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and throat. And if the little tunnels in the skull have become compromised because your skull bone is weak, then the body puts connective tissue in that tunnel in the skull in order to keep it from collapsing, because if it collapses, you're going to go deaf, dumb, or blind, and the body doesn't want that to happen.
Right.
So if there's connective tissue in the nerve that goes to your eardrum, you're going to get ringing in the ears or exploding sounds. If it's the connective tissue is in the nerve that goes to your inner ear, you're going to get vertigo. If it goes to the eye muscle, you get lazy eye. If it goes to the nerves in the face, the sensory nerves in your face, or the motor nerves in your face, you'll get Bell's palsy. If it's the sensory nerves, you get Tic de la Rue. So it's most probably osteoporosis of the skull, which is a really easy thing to get on the other side of because it's a chronic mineral deficiency syndrome. So how much do you weigh? What's your body weight?
Right now I weigh 120 pounds.
Okay. So go to Eiffel Health. Call the people at Eiffel Health up, 888-618-1796. Order one healthy foundation pack.
I've been one healthy that foundation for about 3 months.
You've been taking the foundation pack?
Yes, I would never heard about it until one time I was listening to Pastor Sanders, and I found out you come on one.
How long have you been taking it?
I think I'm on about my third month.
How much of the calcium do you take?
I just take a capful of.
So you take one capful of the white liquid calcium once a day.
I do that. I just, in fact, the gal from California tells me I should do it at night, which I do before I go to bed.
So, but you take one capful once a day.
That, and then I got that other thing. It's
okay. Very good. So I want you to take one capful four times a day.
Oh.
And I want you to do that for 21 days in a row. One capful of the white liquid calcium four times a day for 21 days in a row. And you absorb that better if you mix it with fresh squeezed orange juice. All right?
Okay.
So do that, you know, for 4 weeks, and then call me back in a month when I'm back with Ernie, and let me know what happened, please. But that's what I want you to do.
And then the other one, I just take the one capful that comes along with
that. Yeah, everything else is the same. The only thing I want you to increase is the white liquid calcium, please. Okay? You need more of it.
Okay.
Or I'll eat my hat. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Well,
good luck.
Another thing I do have is I have this drainage, and I never have a full nose ever. I don't have to blow my nose, but I always have... drainage in my throat. And right now I feel like I always have, I feel like I'm getting a hoarser voice because of this drainage.
Okay, so that's something that you're eating. And the first thing to consider in that regard is that it's anything made from cow's milk. So I would eliminate anything as an experiment, you know, no milk, no butter, no cheese, no sour cream, no yogurt, no ice cream. If it's made from cow's milk, don't eat it for 1 month and see if the nose situation clears up.
Okay.
All right.
I don't have a full nose. It's just this drainage I get.
Yeah, it's drainage down the back of your throat. You want to see if that clears up when you go dairy free. Okay.
Also, I can't do the butter then anymore.
Correct. If it's made from cow's milk, don't eat it. So no butter, no milk, no yogurt, no cheese, no sour cream, no more pizza, right? Just only for 4 weeks. Okay. And see if the post nasal drip goes away.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks for listening, now, Pastor Pat.
Pastor, yes. I found out the name of that reduce the craving for alcohol medicine that the previous caller was asking about.
Uh huh.
Okay, so here it is. It's a botanical medicine called Strophanthus, and here's how you spell that. It's S like Sierra, T like Thomas, R like Roger, O like Oscar, P like Peter, H like Harry, A like Apple, N like Nancy, T like Thomas, H like Harry, U like Utah, S like Sierra, Strophanthus. You want to get a 20 milliliter bottle of the mother tincture of Strophanthus, and it's 10 drops three times a day. 10 drops three times a day until you become nauseous. When you might take a day, you might take a week, 10 drops three times a day. When you develop nausea, you stop giving this, and then when the nausea passes, the cravings for alcohol should be greatly reduced. But that's how you do it. Strophanthus. Mother tincture of Strophanthus is what you want to use, and please let me know what happens.
All right, very good. When you do have that formula you're talking about for the cataracts, let me know, because both Hal and I are interested in that, right, Hal?
Right.
Okay. And also, yeah, Randy too.
Yep.
And so
okay.
Let's go to Chicago again, and this time we have Gloria in Chicago. Hey, Gloria.
Hi, Dr. Sanders and Dr. Glidden. Anyway, I was diagnosed with stage 3 kidney disease, and I'm thinking that this occurred when I was in an accident and I had a CT scan, but they gave me no choice on the dye. So I think I received a radiopaque dye. And I did not know this until maybe weeks or later when I saw my primary physician. But when I was in the hospital rehab, I wasn't drinking enough water because they served ice water, which, you know, my digestion just does not tolerate. And so they started an IV flooding me with fluids. But, I was thinking, well, why wouldn't they have told me it's stage 1 or stage 2 kidney disease?
Yeah.
And why would they wait until I'm near dialysis?
Because that's what they do. That's how they think. It's nuts. It's nuts how they think. No kidding. I just had a patient who got stage 2 kidney disease from a radionucleotide test that they did for her heart. Her heart was completely healthy, by the way. Previous to that test, she had enlarged heart, congestive heart failure. She had a coronary bypass. And they said there was a dead space in her heart, all of which went away after 2 years of medical nutrition treatment. And when they did the radionucleotide test, the heart was completely healthy. They couldn't believe it. They thought that their equipment was bad, so they wanted to do the test again, even though the first test gave her stage 2 kidney disease. It's nuts how many of these people think. But nonetheless, yeah, there is a protocol to get on the other side of to make your kidneys healthy. It's somewhat of a complicated protocol for me to explain in 2 minutes. So here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to send an email, please, to support, SUPPORT, at D like David, R like Roger, Glidden, GLI, D like David, E like Edward, N like Nancy, support at drglidden.com. Tell us that you called into Pastor's show with a question about kidney health, and we will email you back the protocol, okay?
Okay, yeah, and thank you. I did hear the previous caller, and because right now I have been on my own checking about diets, and there's a lot of foods that I cannot have, and I've even lost weight, which is a good thing.
well, good for you. Oh. I, you know, and that's yeah. great. It's really, really good. So yeah. You're motivated. Yeah. Yeah, I love working with motivated yeah. people. I can set you on the right path here. So just send us that yeah. email, and I'll look forward to helping you.
Yeah, and as well, I'm encouraged to drink like 64 ounces of water. So I have my 12-ounce bottles, and I try and get a maximum of 6, but 5, you know, I can do. Otherwise, I have to chug a 12-ounce without stopping. But
yeah, so that actually might not be the smartest thing in the world to do. I would stay at 32 ounces a day.
All right, we're going to have to come because okay. we're running. Let's go out to Memphis, Tennessee. Let's go to Diane. Hey, Dane. Dane.
Dr. Glidden, I was diagnosed with a severe drusen of the optic nerve.
Yep.
What can I do for that? It messes up my peripheral.
Yeah, there's a lot that you can do for it. And it's all, and again, I apologize because we're up against the time constraint here, right? So
right.
I'd like you please to visit the website leavebigpharmabehind.com.
Okay.
Become a subscriber.
Okay.
And then watch the webinar that I have there on eye health. Okay.
Okay.
It will explain what to do. And I love helping people with eye problems because most of the time it's a pretty easy thing to fix, believe it or not.
Because I was told there's nothing to do. In fact, I've had 2 cataract operations, one on each eye, and they also did a little laser thing for some reason and said that would clear it up, and it's not much better than what it was. I mean, my peripheral was horrible.
Yeah, you know what? Those therapies are like, you know, if you had mold in your living room wall,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you could remove the drywall and patch it. But unless you fix the leak in the roof that's causing the water infiltration that makes the mold grow, you're going to get more mold.
Okay.
Right? So you always need to try to fix the problem.
Right.
You always need to try to attempt to cure the problem, which is why my second book was called Attempt to Cure. So, and that's all outlined in detail for you at leavebigpharmabehind.com. Check it out.
Oh, I will do that. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the trust.
All right, we're not going to take any more calls tonight. We're going to instead, Peter, you got about 2 minutes to sum up, you know, get your message out there tonight, and then we're going to turn over to Pastor Hal.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Pastor. My message is pretty easy. It's just do whatever Pastor Sanders says to do.
Hey. All right.
Just listen to Ernie. Do what he tells you to do. And if you want help with health recovery, go to my website, become a subscriber, and I will show you, I will give you a guided tour of the undiscovered country by most of science-based, clinically verified, curative naturopathic medicine. The website, leavebigpharmabehind.com. Thanks so much, Pastor. I really appreciate your giving me a platform here. It's very kind of you. And, you know, as long as I can help one person, then I'm good.
Well, there's 4 of them sitting here, right here, that you've helped. So, and I want to thank you for that. Absolutely.
My pleasure.
All righty. With that, Pastor Hal, tell us how we can get to heaven.
How long do I have, Pastor?
How many minutes? 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay. Dr. Glidden, 1 second. What do you think about selenium? Not selenium, I mean sauerkraut. Just 1 quick answer.
Yeah, I love sauerkraut. It's a really good food. It's really good for your gut. Homemade sauerkraut is the best if you can manage that.
Okay, good. Now, listen, everybody, I'm going to tell you how to get to heaven, and I'm going to tell you not because it's something I thought up. It's because this is from God's Word. You know, if a truck driver wanted to find out how to go from Ohio to California, he could ask everybody in the room and get 30 different answers, or he could go to the road atlas and get the right answer. Well, the Bible, the King James Bible, is God's road atlas, so I'm going to tell you how God says to get to heaven. You know, you could be a member of every church in town and every religion that exists and still die and go to hell because your church membership and your good works and all that other stuff does not wash away one sin, and you've got to have your sins washed away to get to heaven. God loves you, but he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And if you could quit sinning right now and never sin again to the day you died, just the sins you've already done would be enough to keep you out of heaven. Now, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's not by Mary, not by Peter, not by Pope, not by all the endless popes and priests that are probably lost and on their road to hell themselves. They need to get their sins washed away by the blood of Christ. How do you do that? Well, when Jesus died on that cross, God allowed him to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. In other words, God allowed Jesus Christ to transfer your sin, your guilt, your messed up life onto Jesus. So when Jesus said, it is finished, after all the torture, beating, and death he took for you and shed his blood for you, when he said, it is finished, that was telling you that God approved what he did as payment in full. Payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. Now, whether you get to heaven or hell depends on what you do with that finished payment. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Repentance means going to God, admitting to God that without Jesus Christ in our hearts, we're a bunch of dirty, rotten, lost souls on our road to hell. And God don't want us to go to hell, but he said our salvation is a free gift. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And the Bible also says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. You see, it's not through your good works, church membership, water baptism, or any of that nonsense. It's through the blood of Christ, because in Christ was all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That means it was the very blood, perfect blood, sinless blood of God himself that was being shed on Calvary's cross for you and for me in our place. So if you want to go to heaven instead of go to hell, God says in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, or in other words, hear my word, and open that door, I will come in. And Revelation 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means saved from hell. You call by prayer. That's how you open up that door and ask Jesus Christ to come in and receive that free gift. If you want to do that, if you're tired of your miserable hell-bound life and getting nowhere fast, and you want to make your life something good here and look forward to eternity with Jesus Christ, you can do it simply by asking God, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner and asking him to come into your heart. Let's do that right now. Let's pray together. But even though we're praying together, it's directly between you and God. So let's pray and just mean it with all your heart. Come to him in simple childlike faith. Oh, dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. And Lord Jesus, I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and save my soul from hell. Because I believe you died on that cross and you shed your blood for my salvation. And I'm trusting you and you only for that salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, folks, 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. That means that you received him as your Savior, that you may know you have eternal life. To know means to know, not just think it, wish it, or hope for it, that you have, that's present tense right now, eternal life. That's forever in heaven. So that means if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, just simple childlike faith, that means Jesus came into your heart just now and he gave you that eternal life, and that means I'll see you in heaven. God be praised. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right. Right now, we're going to say good night.
Good night.
And for all you folks out there, we want to say God bless.
God bless.
And then we always want to say this. Ready?
Always.
Let's do it.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. open debate, and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.